This is the Sac Armouli of 12th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this study is your source of income, through which you earn a true income for 21 births and change from humans into deities. Question. When will you imbibe the sweet things that the Father tells you? Answer. When there is no influence of the dictates of your own mind or those of others on your intellect. The children who do everything based on rumours are not able to imbibe anything. If anyone relates anything other than this knowledge to you, that person is like an enemy. There are many who tell you lies. Therefore, hear no evil, see no evil. In order to change from humans into deities, follow the Srimat of the One Father. Song. Our pilgrimage is unique. Om Shanti. It is as though you are singing your own praise in this song. In fact, one cannot praise oneself. All of these matters have to be understood. The people of Bharat, who were very sensible, have now become senseless. Now the question arises, who was sensible? This is not written anywhere. You are incognito. These are such wonderful matters. The Father says, children can only come to know me from me. They can then know everything from me. They can understand the play from the beginning through the middle to the end of the world. No one else knows this. They have made the one main mistake of putting the name of Sri Krishna instead of that of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. The number one scripture, which is called the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is now wrong. Therefore, first of all, prove that God is one. Then ask them who the God of the Gita is. There is the original, eternal, deity religion of Bharat. If you speak of a new religion, that would be the Brahmin religion. First there is the top knot of Brahmins, and then there are the deities. The highest on high is the Brahmin religion. The Brahmins created by the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, through Brahma, are the Brahmins who then become deities. The main thing is that God is the Father of all. He is the creator of the new world. He surely creates a new world. There is new Bharat in that new world. He has taken birth in Bharat. He is making Bharat into heaven through Brahma. He makes you belong to him and then teaches you how to change from humans into deities. Previously you belonged to the Shudra clan and you have come into the Brahmin clan and will then go into the deity clan. Later the population will continue to grow and there will be innumerable religions from the one religion. There are still branches and twigs that emerge from every other religion. There are three main tubes. This is the main one. Their own branches emerge from each of them. The main one is the foundation, and then there are three main tubes. The trunk is those of the original, eternal deity religion, who are all studying Raja Yoga at this time. The Dilwala temple has been built very well, and the whole explanation is in that. You children are sitting here where you did the tapasya of Raja Yoga in the previous cycle too. Just as the memorial of Christ exists in Christian countries, so you children did tapasya here, and this is why your memorial too is here. This is very easy to understand, but no one knows about it. Sannyasis say that everything is imagination and whatever one imagines. They also say of you that you have created all the pictures out of your imagination. Unless they know the Father, they will consider it to be our imagination. Only the one Father is the knowledgeful one. So the main thing is to give the Father's introduction. That Father gives the inheritance of heaven. He also gave it in the previous cycle. You then had to take 84 births. Only the people of Bharat take 84 births. Then, at the confluence age, the Father comes and establishes the kingdom. You children have understood this from the Father. When you understand everything very well, and it sits in your intellects, there will also be that happiness. This study is a huge source of income. It is by studying that people become barristers, etc. However, this study is to change from humans into deities. The attainment is so great. No one else can enable you to attain as much. In the Granth, Sikh scripture, it is written, "It didn't take God long to change humans into deities." However, people's intellects just do not work. That deity religion has definitely disappeared. This is why it is written that humans changed into deities. Deities existed in the Golden Age. God would definitely have created them at the confluence age. They don't understand how he would create them. Guru Nanak too sang the praise of God. No one else has sung the praise that he sang. This is why people read the Granth in Bharat. Guru Nanak incarnates in the Iron Age. He is the founder of that religion. It became a kingdom later. The Father established the deity religion. In fact, the New World can only be said to be of Brahmins. Although the top knot is Brahmins, the kingdom begins with the deities. You Brahmins have been created. Yours is not a kingdom. You are establishing a kingdom for yourselves. These are very wonderful matters. People don't know anything at all. When you first learn something, others too can then learn or know about that from you. You have become Brahmins from Shudras. Brahma too has now come to know about this from the Father. He explained everything to this one. Therefore, this one also has to explain to other children. He sits and explains to you children through his body. These are matters of experience. No one can understand anything from the scriptures. The Father says, "I only come once in a whole cycle and explain to you in this way. I establish the one religion and inspire the destruction of innumerable religions. This is a play of 5,000 years. You children know that you have taken 84 births. They show Brahma at the end of the navel cord of Vishnu. Whose children are Brahma and Vishnu? Both are the children of Shiva. That one is the creator, and they are creation. No one can understand these things. These things are completely new. Even Baba says that these are new things. These things cannot be in the scriptures. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is the God of the Gita. On the path of devotion people celebrate the birthday of Shiva. They don't celebrate it in the golden or silver ages. Therefore, he must definitely come at the confluence age. You continue to understand these things and also explain them to others. Let whatever is the praise of the Father who explains to you be the praise of you children too. You also have to become master oceans of this knowledge. It is here that you have to become oceans of love and oceans of happiness. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Become very sweet. You who were as bitter as poison are now becoming viceless Brahmins. You have become the children of God. You are changing from vicious humans into viceless deities. You have now reached the state of total decay after being impure for half a cycle. When worn out, old clothes are beaten with a stick. They completely tear apart. Here too, when souls are beaten with the stick of this knowledge, they completely fall apart. Some clothes are so dirty that it takes a long time to clean them. They then receive a low status there. Baba is the laundryman, and you are his helpers. Laundrymen are number wise. Here you too are number wise. If a laundryman doesn't wash clothes well, it is said that he is like a barber, that he has only recently learned how to wash clothes. In earlier days, many dirty clothes would be washed in the villages. This skill has come from people abroad. People abroad give a little respect, and they give aid with money, etc. They understand that you are from a high clan and have now fallen, Bharat. There is compassion for those who have fallen. The father says, I made you so wealthy. Now look at the condition Maya has brought you to. You understand that you were in the rosary of victory, but look what you have now become after taking 84 births. It is a wonder. You can explain to the people of Bharat that they were the residents of heaven. Bharat was heaven, and then, by falling down, they had to become residents of hell. The Father now says, become pure and become residents of heaven. Man above, God Shiva speaks, constantly remember me alone. All your sins will be absolved in the pilgrimage of remembrance. In the scriptures it is written that Sri Krishna abducted women to make them into queens. You are all studying and becoming queens. However, no one can understand these things. The Father has now come and explained to you, children. The Father says, I come to explain to you every cycle. Therefore, first prove to them that there is only the one God, and then tell them who the God of the Gita is, who taught Raja Yoga. It is God who carries out establishment through Brahma, and who then carries out destruction and sustenance. You Brahmins then become deities. Only those who understood these things in the previous cycle will understand them now. They will understand everything that happened second by second up to this moment. You have to make a lot of effort in the drama. You children understand that you haven't reached that stage yet and that it will take time. If you were to reach the Karmateet stage, you would all pass with number one, and the war would then begin. There will continue to be conflict with each other. You understand that wherever you look, they are making preparations to fight. They are making those preparations everywhere. Whatever you have seen in divine visions, you will see all of that with your physical eyes. You have had visions of destruction and establishment, and you will then also see the kingdom in a practical way. You children should have a lot of happiness. Those are old bodies. You souls will become pure by having yoga, and you will then shed those old bodies. The cycle of 84 births is ending, and you will then all receive new bodies. These are very easy matters to understand. You can explain that after the Iron Age, the Golden Age will definitely come. The innumerable religions will definitely have to be destroyed, and the Father has to come to establish the original, eternal deity religion. You have now become Brahmins in order to become deities. They cannot be anyone else. You know that you now belong to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is giving you your inheritance. The birthday of Shiva means that Bharat received the inheritance. Shiv Baba came, but what did he do after he came? Those of Islam and the Buddhists, etc., came and established their religions. What did the Father do when he came? He definitely established heaven. You understand how he carried out the establishment and how the establishment is taking place. Then in the Golden Age, you will have forgotten all of this. You also know that you are receiving your inheritance for 21 births. This is fixed in the drama. There, although they would understand that one is the father and the other is the child, and that the child receives an inheritance, they would not understand that it is the reward of this time. You are earning a true income for 21 births at this time and receiving your inheritance. You have to take 84 births. From Sato Pradhan, you will go through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. By remembering this very well, you will also have that happiness. It takes a lot of effort to explain. When they understand everything, they experience great happiness. The children who understand everything well can then explain to many others. They continue to change others from thorns into flowers. This is an unlimited study. You also receive an unlimited inheritance. There is also unlimited renunciation here. While living at home, your whole families have to be renounced with your intellect, because you understand that this old world is to be destroyed. You now have to go to a new world. This is why you are told to have unlimited renunciation. Sannyasis have limited renunciation, because theirs is Hatha Yoga. There is no question of Hatha force here. This is a study. You study in this school how to change from humans into deities. These are God Shiva's versions. They cannot be the versions of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna can never create a new world. He cannot be called Heavenly God the Father. He would be called a Heavenly Prince. Therefore, these are such sweet matters, which you have to understand and imbibe. A divine character is also needed. Never listen to rumors or act upon them. Look at what your condition has become by listening to the things that Vyas said. If someone tells you anything other than this knowledge, then understand that that one is your enemy. He would take you into degradation. Never follow the dictates of others. If you follow your own dictates or those of others, you die. The father explains, there are many who tell lies. Only listen to the father. Hear no evil, see no evil. But Dada has come to change humans into deities. Therefore, follow his Srimad. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become an ocean of happiness and an ocean of love here like the father. Imbibe all the virtues. Don't cause anyone sorrow. 2. Don't believe the rumors you hear. Never follow the dictates of others. Hear no evil, see no evil. Blessing. May you be a master and a child, and finish the burden of any consciousness of I, and thereby experience instant fruit. When you have any type of consciousness of I, you have a burden on your head. However, when the Father is offering to take all your burdens, for you to give them to him, so that you can simply dance and fly, then why do you question, how will service take place? How will talks be given? Simply consider yourself to be an instrument. Connect yourself to the powerhouse and sit down. Do not be disheartened, for Bapdada will automatically enable everything to happen. Consider yourself to be a child and master and remain stable in your elevated stage, and you will continue to experience instant fruit. Slogan. Along with donating this knowledge, also donate virtues, and you will continue to have success. Aviat signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. No matter how severe a situation may be, by your considering it to be a game, even that severe situation will become light. Some children have courage, and if anything happens, they say, yes, I will do it. I will think about it. They have courage, but they don't have faith. Those are not the words of someone who is faithful. Faithful means that your intellect has faith in your thoughts, words, and actions. You would never say anything that would make someone lose his courage. Om Shanti.